This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon. I thank you for joining us today, and we count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we come to you in the name of Jesus, in the name above every name. Thank you for the day you've given us, the opportunity to be here on the radio, and for each and every one of the listeners that's joined us today. We ask you, Lord, just to have your will and your way during this time. I pray, Father, Lord, that the word of God would go out and find good ground and accomplish that whereunto you sent it. We ask you today, Lord, for your leadership, Lord, and all the work that you've got us engaged in. Lord, give us a heart that's inclined to thy work, inclined to your will. Lord, I pray today once again, just have your will and your way. We'll thank you for all that you do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Brethren, I just want to ask you to continue to pray for us. Pray for our children's homes. Here, the one in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria. I sure appreciate what the Lord's doing in those countries. It seems like a revival's been going on for many, many years now that we don't hear a lot about. I mean, we don't hear much about it in the churches in the United States, but through the mission work and through all the things that the Lord is just touching hearts and doing, and we're so thankful and glad to be a part of it. And we just ask you to continue to pray for us. Thank you all who have helped in this work financially and through prayers and whatever means available to you. We sure greatly appreciate it. I'd like to ask you to write us this week. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust you enjoy the message.
While walking one day to a hill called Mount Calvary, he carried the cross that should have been mine. As they nailed him there, not one word was spoken, for he laid down his life with love so divine. Forsaken by all, the lamb bruised and battered, the blood streaming down from his brow and his side. His visage so marred, it seemed he's defeated, but glory to God, he made a way for his bride.
I want to thank God
for the plan of salvation he's given to me.
I've been cleansed by his blood, and I'm forever set free,
forever set free.
My sins are all gone,
my sins are all gone. Nowhere can he find them, they're all gone away.
From the east to the west and the depths of the sea,
his blood now avails for you and for me.
It is finished, he said,
the time is now ready to borrow a tomb, for his day won't be long.
Then
on the third day, the grave could not hold him. Praise God, he's ascended to sit on his throne.
Before the Father he stands,
the blood now to offer, to redeem this whole world from sin and despair.
Then Christ rents the veil,
the blood is now sprinkled, salvation's complete, I've become an heir.
I want to thank God
for the plan of salvation he's given to me.
I've been cleansed by his blood, and I'm forever set free,
forever set free.
My sins are all gone,
my sins are all gone. Nowhere can he find them, they're all gone away.
From the east to the west, and the depths of the sea,
his blood now avails for you and for me.
Amen. I appreciate that. I want to read a verse of scripture that's bothered me for a long, long time, still is, and I hope it'll keep on. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but that I follow after, if I may apprehend that which also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But I just want to talk to you about Paul said, I want to know him. And then I want to know the power of the resurrection. Now, Paul didn't say, I want the power of the resurrection. He said, I want to know the power of the resurrection. I mean, I want to know what the resurrection can do. And Lord, I got to thinking about that today, and I got to thinking, man, it's wonderful what the Holy Ghost, what the resurrection done for me and for you. I mean, because he arose from the dead, we're justified. Now, he died for our sins, the Bible said. But Paul said, I want to know about this being justified. Man, there's a lot of folks need to find that out. They're wearing themselves to death thinking that I'm not right and I'm not fit and I'm not this or whatever else they might think. But bless God, I want to tell you something today. If you're saved, you're justified. That means that is just like you'd never sinned. I mean, all of it's gone. You're acquitted. I mean, it's forgiven. You're cleansed. You're set free. Everything else you can think about, and it all come because of the resurrection. I mean, if there be no resurrection, Lord, I'm glad there was one. Thank God for the resurrection. Praise God for the resurrection. Ain't you glad there was one day? I mean, because he lives, I'm going to live. Now, I'm glad he died at Calvary for my sins, but I couldn't have been justified until he got out of the grave. And when he got out of the grave, I got justified. And that means I'm okay. I mean, don't ever let the devil tell you that. And Paul said, I want to know about this power. I want to know this power. And he gave up some things to know it. And then he said, I hadn't got it yet, but I'm pressing on toward the mark. How many said, forgetting the things that are behind? Lord God, I wish we could forget that. I want to tell you right now, you'll never get any further than you are right now till you forget what's happened back yonder and what's done back yonder and who done what back yonder and who thought what back yonder and just go on with God. I mean, you got to forget the past and forget what you've done and forget what everybody else has done and go with God. That's what Paul had to do. You sit around and think, well, I've done wrong. Well, you've done wrong. Sure you have. Paul said, I mean, nobody's perfect yet. And there ain't nobody going to get perfect for it, I know. But he said, I want to tell you right now, I'm pressing toward the mark. But I want to know that power. I just like to know what all the resurrection can do. I want to read over here in the book of 1 Corinthians. And Paul is writing here. Now, in verse 12 of chapter 15 of the book of Corinthians, Paul said, now, if I preach that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? Now, I mean, this is important. I'd like to turn back to the first chapter. I mean, the first of the chapter, and the first verse said, moreover, I, brethren, declare unto you the gospel. And the gospel is this. which I preached unto you, which also you have received, wherein you stand, by which ye are saved. Now listen to this. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Now, I mean, you keep memory what I preached, Paul said. That's the way you're saved. Now, listen to what he said. And he said, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. Paul said, the first thing I was revealed to me, that Christ died for our sins. And if he died for our sin, then you don't have to worry about it. If he died for them, they're paid for. If he died for them, if Jesus died for them, Paul said, my gospel, in some places he called it his gospel, and it is. Because he's the only preacher that ever preached the gospel of the grace of God, thus Gentile. You're not saved by good works. You're not saved by living right. You're not saved by doing good. And you're not saved by who you are. You're not saved by your granny's prayer. You're saved because Jesus died and you believed it. And the Bible said, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Now the gospel is according to the Scripture. Amen. And the gospel is not all this stuff that somebody hatches up. Great Lord, we need to preach the gospel. Amen. Hey, you need to get out here and tell people what Jesus done for you. Quit telling people what you've done for them or what they ought to do for God. Just get out there and tell them what Jesus done. If that don't straighten them up, go let them forget about it. If you ever get them saved, honey, they're going to be different. I mean, they will, they will. If they ever find out what the resurrection is, what it's done for them, they know the power of the resurrection, son. It'll make you forget everything you ever know back under and head out for God. Amen. It will, and it'll keep you on track the rest of your eternal life. It sure will. It'll keep you going. The Bible said, and he was buried the third day for our justification, and he was buried, and then he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Now, he done that for our justification. I'll read that in a minute. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he's seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom a greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. And after that, he was seen of James and all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, of one born out of due season. I'm the least of the apostles. Now, this is Paul saying the last one ever seen Jesus after he rose from the dead was the apostle Paul. And that's the only way you can be an apostle is to see Jesus after he arose from the dead. And honey, there ain't nobody around here in this world today that saw him. And so I'm glad that Jesus arose. But this is what I want to talk to you about. He got up out of the grave, and the Bible said now, if Christ, in verse 12, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some of you among that there are no resurrection of the dead? If there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen, still in the graveyard. But if Christ be not risen, then your preaching is vain, your faith is vain. Amen. Yea, you are found false witnesses of God, because you've testified of God that raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead raise not. For if the dead raise not, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, your faith is vain, and you're still in your sins. Amen. You can't get out of them unless there's a resurrection. Amen. Only thing that'll get you out of your sins is the resurrection of Jesus. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you right now, there's more to this resurrection, and I got to thinking about this. I went home today, and the TV was on, and I went through the house, and I saw some woman on. Boy, isn't this pitiful. God help. I saw a woman on there. She's telling about how the eggs got in the resurrection. I mean, Easter eggs. Did you know? I didn't know this. I still don't believe it.
Amen.
But she said, Mary, Holy Mary. Can you believe that? Holy Mary brought some eggs to the soldiers that was guarding a tomb so they wouldn't be so hard on Jesus. Oh, my God, they done killed him. How much harder could you be on a fella if he's already dead? Now, boy, ain't that smart. Said they brought them eggs and said that the blood got on the eggs. When Jesus got up, the blood got on the eggs, and that's what caused them to be start coloring eggs. Now, can you believe that this country is letting that kind of stuff get on the TV? Honey, there's more than eggs in this thing. In fact, I don't believe the eggs ever got in it, my God. I don't believe that God ever had anything to do with the eggs and the bunny rabbits or any of the rest of that junk. I believe that this power of the resurrection is greater than any of us know about. That bunch of Catholics wrote that and telling that stuff. Honey, listen, I can care less about the eggs. I want to know that power that justified me, that made me a new creature, that took all my sins away. I want to know that power that made me the Son of God, an heir of God, joint heir with God, a new creature in Christ. What Paul is saying, I want to know him. And I want to know the power of his resurrection. Well, I used to think I want it. No, I don't need it. I just want to know about it. I don't know nothing about the wanting the power. I just want to know. I want the power of God. But I like to know about the power. And you know, this outfit don't know nothing about the power of the Holy Ghost or the resurrection of Jesus Christ or what he done when he rose from the dead. Son, he done more than just have a little Easter egg hunt.
Amen. Amen.
He rose from the dead for our justification.
Amen.
And you say, well, do you really mean you're justified from all things? That's what it says.
Amen.
I'm free. My sins are gone. I don't have nothing against me.
Amen.
And you can't bring nothing against
Amen.
Me that God paying attention to. I mean, this power of the resurrection and more to it than what you think they are.
Amen.
Over in the book of Romans chapter 4, and I read that this morning to you. I mean, I read where Paul said, brother, listen what it said here. Well, I believe I'll just get up here in about verse 21 of chapter 4, and being fully persuaded. Now, I wish to God that a lot of folks would get fully persuaded.
Amen.
They just think, you know. A lot of them, you say, are you saved? Well, I think I am. You ought to be fully persuaded.
Preach on.
I have a lot of folks say, well, I think, then I hope I am. I mean, you ain't got much if that's all you've got. It just hope so. You got to believe.
That's right.
Amen. The Bible said here, and being fully persuaded that which he had promised, he was also able to perform. I mean, God promised, and Abraham believed it, that he is able to perform it, and therefore it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Not only him, listen to the next verse said, but now it's not written for his sake alone, but is imputed unto him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him. That's all you got to do to get righteousness imputed is to believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, died for your sins, got up one day for your justification according to the scripture. You'll go to heaven like that.
Good preaching, brother.
By believing.
Amen.
It ain't a factor. It ain't a matter of whether you feel good, act good, live good, and you ought to. But it's a matter of whether you believe Jesus or not.
Amen.
About 99% of this, 95% at least of this outfit, that's saved. They're all bogged down by traditions of the elders and other stuff that say, I can't get my prayer answered because if you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord won't hear you pray. Mine's already taken care of.
Amen.
I read, blessed is the man to whom the Lord... I mean, let me read it to you. It said, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. If my iniquities are forgiven, past, present, and future, then I've got none. And if I've got none, then I've invited to come boldly to the throne of grace that I might obtain mercy, find grace to help in the time of need. I don't have to walk in, tell God to clean me up so I can pray. I want to tell you right now, I'm as clean as I'll ever get. My flesh will never get any cleaner. It's as dirty as a dog. It's made out of dirt, going back to dirt. But there's a man inside of me that can talk to God, have fellowship with God, and that's the fella that God cleaned up, and that's the man that God's interested in. So the Bible said, blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. And the Bible said in verse 24, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up our Lord Jesus from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. You say you preached that this morning. I'll probably preach it next week.
That's good, brother.
I mean, bless God, folks need to find out they're justified. You need to find out you ain't got nothing against you. I looked that up in the dictionary. That means you better quit it. I hate to face God of my sins. Well, I ain't facing God of my sins. I faced him 58 years ago. Told God I was a sinner. He said, okay. I said, I believe your son will forgive me, cleanse me, and save me. He said, I will. He did it, and I'm free. Hallelujah to God. Saved I'll ever be. Never be any savior than I am tonight. Saved by his grace. Washed in his blood. Justified by the resurrection. And they said, but what if you die in sin? Honey, the part of me that's going to die ain't going to get out of sin. He's going to die because he is a sinner. That's this man you're looking at. But that fellow living inside of me, he shall never die, believest thou this? And though he was dead, yet shall he live. Honey, listen, you can't kill that fellow that you don't see tonight. That new creature on the inside, I mean, he's alive forevermore. That's as sure as Jesus lives, that's how sure I'm going to live. I mean, because he lives, I live. I mean, I'm not going to heaven on my goodness, I'm going to heaven on his. I'm not getting blessed on my goodness, I'm getting blessed on his. I'm not doing anything on my goodness, I'm doing it on his. I'm not being, oh listen, you say, but preacher, and I'll just tell you right now, I'm glad that God helped me. I'm so glad I don't have to spend hours and hours and hours in prayer asking God for something. If I can believe him, bless God, you can believe him. And sometimes you don't even have to pray, just shake it. He said he could do more than you could ask or think. And if you're too hoarse to pray, just think.
Amen.
Good preaching, brother.
Ask somebody to go to prayer meeting, they say, well, I'm hoarse. Well, think then.
Amen.
Ask God, you can get something done by thinking. It's what he said. He knew exceeding abundantly more than you can ask or think.
Amen. Good preaching.
Son, I mean, sometimes you just think it, God. You just think, Lord, I'd like for. And before you can think, it's already over.
Amen.
Nothing happened. Man, I mean, this resurrection's got some power to it.
Amen.
We need to see it.
Yes.
Today we fiddled around all day. I listened to people. I called some folks today. They said, well, we didn't have church over here in our communities this morning. That's where they ought to be. They ought to be in jail. I mean, they didn't have church this morning. They had breakfast and closed out the 11 o'clock service. Probably won't have none tonight. This is the fifth Sunday, you know. I don't know where God goes on the fifth Sunday. But I mean, hey, I thought he was everywhere every Sunday. But they say, you know, We just closed out, and they didn't have Sunday morning service. And several people told me, said, I talked to a preacher and he said, my house is full this morning because they didn't have no churches, no services around here. And all the people that want to go to church come to mind. Ain't that something?
Amen.
Great. God, they're celebrating the resurrection. They don't even know what it's all about.
Amen.
If they knew the power of the resurrection, or anything about the power of the resurrection, they'd all been there shouting it out. They'd all been there hollering, glory to God, I'm glad I'm saved. Don't have to go to hell, sanctified, justified. Oh, listen, all I've done, seated in heaven.
Amen.
Yeah. Being justified by his grace.
Amen.
We have peace. No wonder they don't have no peace. Most of them ain't never got saved.
Amen.
We filled our churches up. Somebody said this the other day. Somebody said we'd filled our churches up with Ishmaelites. Of course, most of you don't know who that is. But Abraham and Sarah got together. Said, we can't have no children. Sarah can't have a baby. And Abraham said, I'd like to leave some seed on this earth. And I don't want to have to die and leave it all. And not have nobody. So they got together and said, I'll tell you what, let's get the handmaid and let her have us a baby.
Yeah.
And they did. And nobody's ever been able to handle that crowd since. They're over there fighting them Jews right now.
Yep.
Because Abraham and Sarah helped God out.
Amen.
And you know what we've done? We've run around and filled up our churches so we could count heads and nickels. Noses, nickels, instead of just letting God do it.
Amen.
And I believe we ought to have a church house full of people, but I believe we ought to pray them in. I believe you ought to get a burden for them. I believe you ought to go after them because you're a burden over them. But I don't think you ought to go after them so they can put them on the board that we had 1,000 in Sunday school. Forget about that. I think, bless God, you ought to go after them because you love God and love sinners good enough that you don't want them to go to hell.
Amen.
Listen. Don't drag them down here to get them in. We've got churches full of people that's never been saved.
Amen.
Just people that somebody's drug in. We've made Ishmaelites instead of letting God do it. God come along one day and said, Abraham, I'm going to give you and Sarah a son. Why, we're too old. I don't care about that. Ain't nothing impossible with God. So Isaac got born. And when he got born, that other little boy, he got making fun of him. And they're still fighting over it.
Amen.
That's not a good subject, I'm sure. But God give the blessing to Isaac.
Amen.
Then Isaac give it to Jacob.
Right.
Well, he liked that or not, and he sold his birthright.
Amen.
Jacob
Amen.
Got it. And God said, all Israel shall be saved. His name was changed from Jacob to Israel.
Amen.
And he said, all Israel be saved. Go give them all that land over there. I don't believe that. Well, I don't care what you believe. Read the book.
Amen.
What screwed up your mind is you don't believe the power of the resurrection.
Amen.
I mean, when Jesus got up out of that grave, son, he sealed up everything that God ever said, took care of all the promises of God, and it's all because of that. And the only peace that you'll ever have is because you believe in the resurrected
Amen.
Son of God.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.